We're talking about truth. And I greet you from the other side of the world now, back in the United States of America, back in Texas, back in an amazing country with amazing people, and still very much aware of all that's going on around the world, still very much things that are going on in Sri Lanka. They break my heart to see what's happening and what's taking place in that country. So tyrannical leadership in that nation, very, very corrupt, murderous, egotistical, incompetent, surrounded by bootlickers, wouldn't know a solution if it came and sat on their face. But they're running the country and the people suffer. And I don't even want to say they're running the country. They have control of the country. They can't run anything. But they've destroyed that country, and they're destroying it day in and day out. And the people are suffering. People are now to the stage where they are literally going hungry in that country. And the nation is on the verge of a food crisis because of what's been taking place. So first there was the marine disaster with the Pearl Express that dumped 20,000 tons of nitric acid into the ocean just off the coast, destroying all of the a lot of the sea life and a lot of the fishing industry for the people that fish and then feed the local population there. Besides the 20,000 tons of nitric acid that were dumped, there was also all these little pellets that they use for plastics, and they're called nurdles, and just tons of these fell into the water, and now they're being washed up even over on the East Coast as they sweep around the entire island and pollute the beaches, and the sea life, things like turtles, eat these and they die. So that's happening, that's taking place. And then there was 80 containers on this on this ship that were not labeled even, that there's some sort of hazardous materials inside of them and they don't even know what they are. Then there was 300 tons of fuel. Now I'm getting that number off, but the barrels, but just burned off, just a huge marine disaster, and destroyed so much of the coast. And that destroyed a lot of the food industry that comes from the ocean. And then now, simultaneously, they have cut off the fertilizer into the country. So a lot of the people that were depending on that to be able to grow food in the country, they themselves can't continue to cultivate the way that they've known how. Now, if you want to transition to another program, fine, but do it over the course of a few years, give people the chance to adjust. But because they didn't have the foreign currency reserves, because the country's been so badly managed, now they can't grow the food in the hill countries. And around the country, the production is falling. Simultaneously now, they've told all the people that if the parents... So now you've got a food issue. Now for parents, if you want your kids to go to school, you have to get the experimental injection. So now parents, because they care for their kids, are taking this experimental injection with no understanding of the long-term side effects or consequences. So starving the people to death and threatening them with the lack of access to just basic services in the country unless you take an experimental injection into your body. So these are devils. These are devils in masquerading as human beings in positions of leadership in that country. And the people are suffering. The people are suffering under these demonic, demon-infested, incompetent psychopaths. And I say incompetent because they don't have the competence to run it properly. They don't have the competence necessary to actually do a proper job. They don't actually know how to run anything productively. They only know what the devil does, which is to steal, to kill, to destroy. They're very good at stealing. They're very good at killing. They're very good at destroying. That's what they do. That's their MO. That's what they come from. That's their stock. And so now the country and the nation suffers. The people suffer. How much longer will the people suffer? Will they just manage it to the point where everybody dies? And then they just sell it off to the Chinese? So it's a crime what's taking place in that country. And the Tamils suffered tremendously with this regime during the close of the war. And now the people in the south and the people across the rest of the country are suffering as well. They don't care about the people. They don't care about the suffering that they cause. It doesn't keep them awake at night. It doesn't cause them to lose any sleep, what they do to the people. No, they lavish upon themselves. They withhold no luxury from themselves. They withhold nothing from themselves while the people suffer. Let them eat cake. This is that same attitude as Marie Antoinette, only with much less class, zero sophistication, just guttural people. But anyways, that's the situation in Sri Lanka. It's very grim, very dire, very very tough times. You know, for the people that are there, very tough times. And my heart breaks for what's happening in that nation. It is the most exquisite, extraordinary nation. Could be absolutely pristine and being run exceptionally well. And it could be a benefit and a blessing to all the people. But so much blood has been spilt. So many injustices have never been righted. And you know, somewhere along the way, people thought corruption was okay, lies were okay, deceptions was acceptable. And you keep going down that line, and this is where you end up. So now, America. Save America, change the world. Save America, change the world. Well, okay, so how are we going to do that? Well, in order to save America, people that have the fight still in them have to engage. Now, what does that mean? Well, that means standing for what's true. That means standing for what's right. That means doing what's right. That means taking proactive action when and where you can. This doesn't have to be subversive. It doesn't have to be rebellious. It doesn't. This can be just very direct, very clean. But you do the right things. You speak up for the right things. You say what needs to be said. And if you get censored, you find another way to speak. But you still continue to make your voice heard, make your voice known. You don't have to hide and cower like they do, because the truth never has to hide. The truth shines bright. You're on the side of the truth. We're on the side of the truth. So it's not necessary for us to mince our words. It's not necessary for us to hide what we say or how we express ourselves. So what is necessary is for us to take a stand and to mobilize with others who are on the same page. So come together with others that are on the same page. Do what you can to support one another in the truth. Do what you can. Say the things that need to be said. Pool your resources in different ways. So your expertise, use it to help each other. Your networks, use them to support one another. Build. You know why? Because when you build each other up, you're building the solution, because the solution is inside each and every one of you. And so when you all succeed, the solution can come forward. The stronger the people are that you know that are on the side of the truth, the better it is for you. So help them. Don't do this every man for themselves. That's what the world tries to get you to do, because it knows that if people are isolated and they're not able to, and they're just kind of doing their own thing, you're never as strong that way. You're much, much stronger when you work with others. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Why does it say that? There's strength because somebody's got your back. There's power because when you come together and your fields come together and your intellects come together and your thought process come together and you refine your ideas together, you're stronger, you're better. Help one another. Come together with other people. Listen, you don't all have to join the same group. You don't all have to agree on every single point. Just find the place where you're on the same page and then come together around those things. Work on those solutions that you know will be a benefit to humanity. Do those things. And don't allow yourself to be pigeonholed or distracted or pushed away from what you can do together because of some minor difference here or there. Call out the evil where and when you see it. You know, and be creative about it. You know, draw attention to that which is evil. Say it. You don't have to back off. You're not the one that's doing it. You're drawing attention to it. We need solutions at this time, and we need them to be implemented. They have to be implemented on behalf of each other. They have to be implemented. So this is the time. This is the time to do for one another. And this is the time to do for the generation that will come after us. Yeah, a lot of people are pretty beat up, and I sense that. But I also want you to know that this is the time for you to bring your best. This is the time for you to bring your A game. This is the time to make your push, to leave your mark, to make your mark. We save this country of the United States. We save the land, not the corporation, but the land and the people. Warn the people when and where you can, and help each other. You know, be kind to each other, support each other, speak life into each other. There's life in your words. Speak life to each other. And don't curse your works. Don't curse with your tongue the works of your hands or the works of those that are also trying to do and to help Bless the work of your allies. Bless one another. Do the things that you can do at this time. So, yeah, I mean, as far as the kind of projects that need to be done, well, communications, we need to be able to all speak and to speak freely and to speak openly with each other and to share solutions when and where we find them.
Yeah.
Have people telling me about things that have happened, you know, with this person died of COVID, this person died. And then my question is, well, did they have access to ivermectin? Did they have access to hydroxychloroquine? Did people give that to them within the first week? And so often people say, well, they don't know. Why don't you know? Why, you know, who was helping them? Who was around them? Are we just watching people die? At the same time, too, all these people taking this experimental injection are getting really injured, really sick. I know so many people that have been severely life-altering, damaged by this injection. I know far more people that have been damaged by the injections, the experimental injections, than I do people that have died of COVID. I know several people that have got COVID and recovered. But, you know, these experimental injections have done far worse damage from what I know and from the conversations that I've had. And yet this is pushed as medicine, as an answer. People are warned off against hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, even though ivermectin won the Nobel Prize for science and hydroxychloroquine has been around for 65 years. They're warned about those ones. And yet an experimental injection is okay, even though it's causing blood clotting issues galore in all of its forms. Where's the logic? Where's the reason? Where are the true doctors speaking what needs to be said? They're out there, but why are their voices being silenced? Where are the politicians that are saying, you know what, we have to have a proper review before we make these things public policy? Where are these people? Where are these people? So, it is time to challenge the things that need to be challenged. It's time to do the things that need to be done. I want to ask you to be a blessing to each other. Do what you can to help each other. Do what you can to support each other, when and where you can. Listen, you know, none of this has to be about money, you know. There's too much emphasis that people put on that. So much more is just about where you put your attention, where you put your heart, where you put your efforts. How much would you be willing to help and engage? Just start there. Money flows. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. You put yourself in position to do the things that need to be done. The resources will always be there. So, yeah, I want to bless you all. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Jesus is truth. Always remember, he said, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. Okay, so if he is, and he is, truth. And the truth is a way. And there is life in the truth. So when you walk in the truth, there's life. When you walk in peace, and the peace that comes from aligning your life with the truth, you can rest. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some rest. nice to talk to you all in the middle of the night when it is quiet and peaceful. And I'm grateful to be back in the States. So this has been definitely a move that our creator wanted and has orchestrated in order for this next phase. We go wherever we're sent. We go wherever he has for us to be. And when you go, we trust. Change it up. Have a pattern break. Allow for things to be different. Move in it. It's all good. Hey, love you guys. God bless you. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Love to hear from you. All right. Bless you. Talk to you soon.